Welcome to the renaming of this podcast, now entitled God's Word Today. Pray that this word will be a blessing to you. God's Word Today with Minister Anthony Smith. We pray that this will be a blessing to you. And today we're going to talk about two things. Keeping the faith, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3, and godly pursuits, coming out of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. Coming from the New King James Version, it says, "For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. The Jews who were dispersed among Gentiles, the unconverted, had picked up many of the Gentiles' bad habits: lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. Peter is calling them to a different lifestyle, one the Gentiles will think is strange, in verse 4. But ultimately, they will have to give an account to God for their choices, verse 5. A 2013 article on the Charisma News website cited a George Barna poll that says 61% of today's 20-somethings who had been churched at one point during their teen years are now spiritually disengaged, meaning they don't attend worship, read their Bible, or pray. But young people aren't the only ones who are disengaging. Another Charisma News article from 2015 cites a Pew Research study saying between 2007 and 2014, the number of Americans identifying as Christians. Now you have to get this right here. It says identifying as Christians fell from 78.4% to 178.1 million people to 70.6%, 172.8 million people. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 also warns that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, but it doesn't have to happen in your house on your watch. You've spent enough of your life chasing the desires of the flesh, and you know where that leads. If you are married, teach your family the perils of chasing their own desires. If you are unmarried, gather with other believers who want to remain strong in the faith, and constantly remind one another to stay on the narrow road. Keeping the faith. Keeping the faith. Now what I want to do is I want to go ahead and switch into godly pursuits, because this all ties in. As you're keeping the faith, you have to pursue those things that are godly. So 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, also from the New King James Version, reads this: "But you, O men of God, flee these things, the love of money and its empty pursuits, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness." Now, first of all, as you look at the scripture there itself, let's go back and look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3, for it says, "For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries," which is also led to, as it says in 1 Timothy 4, 1, that it warns in latter times some will depart from the faith. Why? Because we have lived in these. But now we're looking at godly pursuits, which is a contrast where it says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. So when the Bible tells us to flee certain sins, putting off the old man, it tells us how to do so by pursuing new practices, putting on the new man. Ephesians 4, verses 21 to 24. In the verse above, the Apostle Paul has just finished warning young Timothy about the perils of loving money. And then he tells him how to fight it. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. And see, that calls to mind of another scripture that reads like this. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things will be added unto you. When you pursue what is right in the sight of God, then all these other things will be added unto you. So what exactly does that look like? Well, pursuing righteousness in this context isn't about our eternal standing, according to commentators, but rather it is about dealing with one another justly. In doing so, we are not seeking to unjustly profit from our relationship with them. Pursuing godliness means to do our part in the sanctification process. We can do nothing to purify ourselves of our sin, but we can put ourselves under the preaching and the reading of the word. And the preaching is very important for the Bible plainly states, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Pursuing faith is about taking our eyes off our circumstances and placing them above. Like I said earlier, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. Loving God replaces loving money. Pursuing patience means bearing with loss, injury, and persecution. And pursuing gentleness means being content with our lot. If the love of money is strong in you, the list of pursuits above is the antidote. As you begin to pursue them, your love of money will be loosened, and you will see the spiritual victories in your life as well. I pray that you be blessed by the reading, hearing, and doing of God's word. And I pray that this ministry has been a blessing to you. Until the next time, be blessed, be a blessing. And if this podcast has blessed you, by all means, share it with others, because we're living in a time and age where we all need a word from the Lord. So until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.